Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Today, we are joined by Lynn Scannella, an internationally renowned behavior and communications trainer and author who works with individuals and organizations to help them better connect with, influence, and respect. Lynn is the creator of the video training program, Working with People You Just Don't Get, and the author of Bite Me and Other Do's and Don'ts of Dealing with Our Differences. Sounds like an interesting conversation, and thanks so much, Lynn, for joining us here today on the program.
Pleasure, Eric. Lovely to be here.
Yes, great to have you out, and thanks for your time. Looking forward to hearing from you today. So, as we know, poor relationships and communication issues amongst work colleagues can often hugely impact workplace productivity. And as a business manager or owner, how do you know if you've got an issue with poor relationships within your team, and what can happen if you don't do anything about it?
Look, you know, I think that if you don't notice that there are problems within your team, that's a problem within itself. So really, you should be aware of that sort of stuff straight up if you're in tune with your team. But more importantly, if you don't do something about it, things can get really toxic. So you'll notice there's a lack of productivity. Maybe you'll notice particular attitude or energy in the team. But I think one of the best ways to do it is not to wait till it happens, but put preventative measures in place. And your listeners will all know, having teams themselves, if you create a culture, an environment that's safe, that people can have open conversations without fear of any retribution or impact after that, then they're going to be able to communicate more effectively, and then the bad stuff doesn't happen because you talk it through. So, you know, I really think preventative measures are the way to go.
Certainly some good information to lead things off here today. So tell us, there are many personality profiling systems out there. Why did you create Right Personality Profiling, and what is unique about this?
You are right, Eric. There's some excellent, sophisticated profiling systems out there. But here's the thing. We are really time poor today. All of us are time poor. And our attention span is not as long. We're easily distracted too because we have so much stuff going on in our heads. So the reason we created Ripe, or I created Ripe back in 2004 as a profiling tool, was to create this easy, easily digestible tool and create a blameless language that people could use. So because my company is called Ripe, we created apples, limes, mangoes and bananas. So, you know, that's for a start, that's a little bit of fun. You can't take offense if somebody says, take off your apple hat, I need you to bring out your inner banana. Whereas if you say you're a pain in the neck, that's more inflammatory. So we created it really to put a contemporary and a fresh twist on what has been around for a couple of thousand years, these profiling systems. And to be done in an environment that's really, it's meant to be done fast and furious. So you can do it in your organization in a short space of time, get the information quickly, and have actionable items to follow, rather than trying to anything that it takes too long or is too complex to recall. I hope that makes sense.
And it certainly does make sense. Thanks for that. Now, what's the outcome and or feedback you're getting from the Right Personality Profiling System so far? Get into some of those details.
We've had, it's been fantastic, really, Eric, because I never thought it would be. You know, I would have liked to be known for something a bit more cerebral than, you know, the fruit chick, but apparently not. A lot of organizations, based in Australia, a lot of companies here are using it in their induction programs. So I do a lot of conference speaking, so they may hear me at a conference speaking about that sort of thing. They're able to take the content back into their workplace, or I do a lot of live workshops as well. But mostly people will say it's given them a memorable, fun, and blameless language to use. So it immediately reduces, I guess, any, or it helps diffuse difficult situations before it begins, when you can use this language across the board. But your whole team has to be using the language and understand what it is.
Pretty awesome stuff today. We're speaking with Lynn Scannella, the creator of the video training program, Working with People You Just Don't Get, and the author of Bite Me and Other Do's and Don'ts of Dealing with Our Differences here on Enterprise Radio, a part of VPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, Lynn, tell us about your training program, Working with People You Just Don't Get. Who is it for, and what can participants expect from this?
Well, who is it for, Eric? Working with People You Just Don't Get. I think it's for everybody, right? But specifically, we designed this training program so it was accessible to smaller teams. So a lot of people would come up to me after a conference and say, how can I run this with my team? And it's not always practical for people to get me in for a live workshop. So it's for small teams. It's designed to be run on your own. It's a series of short videos. No video is longer than 9 minutes. And someone takes the lead, your team leader, whoever is in charge, of, you know, whoever wants to. They get a facilitator's guide. We call them the Grand Pineapple. And they are able to just run through the videos with a whole series of discussion points with all the information that I would give in a conference talk or a live workshop. So what they're getting are all the same benefits. And what we get from this is a lot of people say that they buy it and we say allocate, you know, 2 to 4 hours. Some people might allocate 1.5 or 2 hours, and they always find that they use the 4, because understanding whether you're an apple, lime, mango or banana preference and how it impacts on other people generates all sorts of really cool discussions.
I bet it does open up some cool conversations, and I totally agree with you. This could be for anyone, any walk of life for sure, and some really good stuff here. Super tool, no doubt about that. Now, what other advice do you have for organizations and teams that want to improve team working?
Well, yeah, clearly the first thing that I believe in is that I think the foundation is self-awareness and awareness of others. So for me, that is the very first thing. Be aware of your faults and your strengths, and be aware of others, because when you are, you can better connect with them. For me, you don't have to like everybody that you work with. You don't have to have them over for a sleepover, but you do have to respect them. So I think when we respect each other's strengths and differences, and this can be really, really hard thing to do, but when we respect each other's differences, then you're going to connect more effectively. Then you're going to get more done, right? You're going to have less stress. You're going to have greater productivity. And both as individuals and an organisation, you can really thrive. But you have to put the work in. You have to want to do it. You have to be committed to it.
Well, Lynn, I think it's pretty awesome what you've created here and the impact that you're having. We certainly appreciate what you do in the space. And also for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. If listeners wanted to get further details on these trainings or the video training program or yourself, where's the best place online to get further details?
Thanks, Eric. It's all available from my website, which is lynnscannella.com.au. And there you'll see online, you can actually do a short version of the profile. So just pop on there and do a version and see what preference you might have. And everything is there from keynotes to the online video training as well. So all on that website, lynnscannella.com.au.
And that certainly works, and we'll drop a link within the show notes of this broadcast. Again, Lynn, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
And thanks for having me, Eric. It was my pleasure as well.
Again, we've been speaking with Lynn Scannella, the creator of the video training program, Working with People You Just Don't Get, and the author of Bite Me and Other Do's and Don'ts of Dealing with Our Differences. And for further details, visit lynnscannella.com.au. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of VPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.